is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, when a young man come and grab that angel like a
oh, hey.
I think she graduated with my mom. But when she calling, no slapping up, I tell her, come and
I remember it's 21, I had a whole head for 52.
How I get mixed up with this woman, I gotta explain it now to you. One night I go on plantation so I could drink me a couple rounds. Soon as I walk inside the building, this woman stare me up and down. She walk over where I was and say, hey, can I buy you a drink? She's a thick, nice, sexy little something. I left her name, I don't know, ring. Now I ain't gonna lie, this woman was forward. She had me feeling kind of weird. Tell the bartender, call me over and tell me I ain't gotta be scared. That's a old head. She's keep up but a thousand inside of bra. She want a young man come and rev that engine like a I think she graduated.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 4th of May, 2026, and you are on the clock with Aaron Oldhead Green. I have arrived. I am so happy to be in the club. Listen, I almost got everything. I got the old head, but I don't have the thousand to pull from inside my bra. And I could be honest with you, I ain't never been to school with your ma. But I's a old head now, and I'm so happy. I'm so happy, and I hope you join me in celebrating May the 4th, because it's not just me having the birthday today. I have to say happy birthday. Let's start off saying happy birthday. Rest in peace to the one Fritzy Aeneas Cleveland Aeneas the second. He's passed away. He was one of my birthday buddies, but of course he would have been my birthday uncle. Here we are together. And of course we have to say happy birthday to Sparky. Sparky's birthday is also on the 4th of May. I got to say happy birthday to my Fresh Market friend, Nadia. Happy birthday, cousin. I know you ain't going to work today. I hope you're having a happy birthday wherever you are. And I want to say a good morning to Mr. Greg Wells, he has a local group. I think it's called Growing Up in the Bahamas, but Growing Up in the Bahamas. Let's say happy birthday to, just waiting for it to load, to Camille Gray, to Nicola M. Forbes, and to Mitchell Carey. And thank you to Greg Wells for holding a space to recognize birthdays. It's a weird little space you're in. If you celebrate it too much, the people say you're too wanty, tingsy, tingsy. If you don't celebrate it enough, the people can say, well, how we were supposed to know it was your birthday? You didn't tell us to celebrate. See, you know, but it's your day. It's your solar return. You get to decide what your day is going to look like. I know some people, they don't work on their birthday. They plan their vacation time around their birthday. So thank you, producer. And I say thank you for another solar return. I was expecting guests this morning. I was very excited about the guests, but I'm not sure if they're coming anymore. So we are going to talk what's in the headlines. I got a text that says, did you share out for me or any birthday cake? Or do you have any tamarind mangoes or juju to share for your birthday? Okay, so on Saturday at the Dungalik Farmers Market, we're going to have some local produce goodies. But, you know, remember when the gentleman called from Inagua, see, in Inagua now, packing the boxes of sweet tamarind to send to Nassau? I don't know what happened to the tamarind. I'm sure he sent them. But if they are as sweet as he said they are, I could imagine how many different ways they could not make it to my hands. I mean, because how do you turn down sweet tamarind? You just can't. You just can't. Tamarind is also a liver conditioner, so you shouldn't. You should never turn down tamarind. Juju, I got some juju rum brewing, some juju infused rum brewing, and mangoes. I'm very, very concerned about mangoes this year. Very concerned. But let's go to the phone line before we get to the headlines. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Miss Green. How you doing?
I good, thank you. How you do?
Yeah, today is your birthday today.
I mean, something like that, yeah.
Oh, happy birthday, old Foxalian.
Yes, sir.
And you know, we don't want you putting that on your bra on your birthday now.
No, but listen.
What were the magical age? So we're trying to guess, Georgia.
Okay, so I turned 50 today.
The big 50?
Yeah.
I do the work?
Yeah, of course. Because, listen, you, first of all, what I enjoy most about being 50 is the misery. I love it. I'm miserable. So when you putting the numbers together for the thing, remember whatever woman, the number for woman, the number for 50, and the number for miserable, you got to add that in there too. Plus, I done catch 3 Chick Chanis in my life. You got to add that number in there as well. And when you win, we gonna give 5%. We gonna share out 5% across all the churches.
You like that? Good,
you like that? Fun. Okay.
And happy birthday.
Absolutely. Thank you. Any tamarind left in Fox Hill? You know, I barely saw any tamarind this year. I've not seen enough tamarind on the market. Let's go to the phone line, and then we're going to talk about mangoes, because I think we're going to have a short season this year. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron, and happy birthday to you, man. Why, you born in the best month of the year.
Why, thanking you.
So may you have an amazing day.
Why, thanking you.
I celebrate on Saturday, Lord's willing, by the grace of God.
All right.
66 times around the sun.
Yes.
And, you know, May, you can't do without May, you know.
No, of course not.
Because, you know, we tell people, may you have a blessed day.
Mm-hmm.
May you be prosperous. May you be blessed. Mm-hmm. May you do this. May you do that. So you can't do without May.
Mm-hmm.
All the other months, they are insignificant. You can't say June, you only could say May.
May.
May
absolutely.
You do this. May you be blessed. So may you be blessed, Aaron, today. And may you be prosperous. May you become a millionaire, billionaire. May you catch many more Chick Chinese.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Enjoy your day.
Absolutely. Thank you. So mangoes, did you all notice what happened? For the last few years, we've been getting 3 waves of mango blossoms. We get an early wave, then the middle wave, and then at the end, we get another wave of blossoms on the mango tree. But we had very, very strong winds at the top of this year, extremely strong winds. And I fear that we only gonna have 1 cycle of mangoes in this mango season, for New Providence, that is. For New Providence. So I don't know how the winds were operating on the other family islands this year, but New Providence, we're going to see a reduction in the number of mangoes on the market. Plus, we get plenty of people just indiscriminately cutting down trees before they determine whether it's a fruit-bearing tree or not, whether it has value, whether it can be extracted and then replanted once the property has been developed. Here's a text. Hi, Aaron. I'm asking for you and your audience help. If you only contributed half of the required 500 weeks for NIB, what can you expect to receive? This is for your audience. Also, if they know, they may chime in. Happy birthday from Canada. I could be honest with you. I am not sure. But you can't expect to get the full 100. If you only contributed half of the required 500 weeks for NIB, then know that you cannot expect to receive what somebody who contributed the full 500 weeks for NIB got. That much we can determine from the break. Thank you for that reminder, dear young people. Thank you. Dear young people, now is the time to begin thinking about what life will look like when you get older and what you're going to need when you get older. Text say, I'm miserable. What I love about being 50. Happy birthday. That's right. You only promised 70. That's 70. You only promised 70. That's 70. And after the last few decades of turmoil throughout the world, we count our blessings if we make it to 50. So if I get to be 50 and miserable, oh, I love it. I love it. Tech says, morning, plenty Tamron in Long Island. Will you all get on it, man? Get on it, please. Send them up to Nassau. But what you could do is you could add some value. You could add some value before you send them up to Nassau. Get your storage bags. Get some nice solid storage bags. And you shell the tamarind. You shell the tamarind and you freeze it. Shell it and you freeze it now. For family islanders, they say, man, that freezer costs, that adds something extra. Trust me, it's May now. I know that I could still find tamarind on the ground, but come September, ain't gonna be much fresh tamarind. You're gonna have to be picking old tamarind off a tree. I know people who would gladly pay what it costs to store that tamarind in the freezer for the off season. It's just so much there. All right. So let's get into. Oh, I just got a text from Nikki Sweet Temptations telling me happy birthday. They in Fox Hill. I going to go check them. Not for the sweets, for the tamarind. They is like, that's why, like, the beauty of local. Because when you're producing things locally, you can use what you have access to. So I going down there to see what they put some tamarind in for us today. Oh, thank you from the Nassau Village crew and Miss Simonette, Gabrielle Simonette. Thank you very, very much. Okay, let's get into the headlines. These are in today's Guardian. $250,000 a month for MAGA lobbyists. OPM defends deal. Colby Davis files complaint over incident at the advance poll. PRD says there was no issue. Pintard promises fixed election date and independent parliamentary registrar. Listen, you got to put it in writing. Not just in a manifesto. Like, you got to sign a document. You got to sign a document. You got to put your money where your mouth is. Because y'all have made this promise over and over again. Now, mind you, Minnis promising something is not the same thing as Pintard promising something, right? The same way that Christie promising something is not the same as Davis promising something. Davis says, Cat Island has seen progress. Philip Prime Minister Davis, that's the caption in the picture. As he spoke at a PLP rally on Cat Island, Prime Minister Davis cited last week's opening of the Arthurstown Airport as evidence of progress on the island where he has served as MP for decades. See, I don't know. How y'all feel about that? How y'all feel about the Cat Island Airport being finished before other airports have been finished? Now, you should say, well, Aaron, this is an archipelago. We have an archipelagic exterior, and there should be equal and equitable access to state resources. So what if Cat Island got their airport before Grand Bahama got their airport, or other islands on the list for the airport project were completed before, say, Grand Bahama, or that Cat Island was completed before all the others were completed? Say, but equity and equality. But did the prime, like, this, isn't this the prime minister's constituency? I'd like to see the rationale or the strategy for determining the hierarchy or right the list whose airports would be fixed first? Did you have, like, was it a lottery? Did you pick numbers out of a bag to determine which airports would be finished first? Because I would question, why is the Prime Minister's airport finished before the others are finished? Did the Prime Minister divert resources to ensure that his constituency's airport was renovated and repaired, improved, enhanced before the general election? See, when the Prime Minister was telling us on the advanced poll lines that we should be prepared to be patient for democracy, why you couldn't tell the people of Cat Island to be prepared to be patient so that you don't give the public the impression that you prioritize in your constituency over others? See, Perry Christie took the risk. He took the risk understanding the housing crisis taking place in Centerville, Angleston, Centerville, it was called at the time, right? Understanding the risk that leaving the housing crisis unresolved lies on him, right? Like, he took the risk of not diverting resources and energy to his constituency and prioritizing over others. I don't know why he took the risk. I could imagine that it's because he didn't want people to think that he was using undue influence as the Prime Minister to prioritize his constituency. But do you have a strategy, a rationale, a protocol for how you determined which airports would be fixed first, the order in which airports would be renovated and opened? See, because I different her. I couldn't look at the whole Commonwealth of the Bahamas and tell them they have to be patient. They have to be prepared to suffer beyond the bounds set out by the law if they want to enjoy their right to vote. I don't know. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. Me again, right?
Yes, sir.
Question. Wouldn't that be counterproductive if he is running in Cat Island, right?
Uh-huh.
And for instance, he fit the airport first in Freeport. That don't make no sense. How the people going to vote for him in Cat Island if he fixed someone else? You fix your house for you before you fix anywhere else.
But see, this is one of the burdens of being Prime Minister, right?
Like, for instance, right?
But yeah.
If some guy get in his power, right? Mm-hmm. Which one you think can be his baby face? Freeport or Nassau? Think about it.
He has to create a protocol so that he cannot be accused. See, in a place where conflicts of interest are unavoidable, you create mechanisms to manage them, right? You create mechanisms to manage them. So in this instance, especially if I were a prime minister or like if I were the minister of works, I would never want to be accused of prioritizing my constituency over others just because I have the power to do so. I would create a protocol so nobody could ever accuse me of doing that. You see?
Ms. Green,
mm-hmm.
When I become prime minister, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fox Hill can be the blue-eyed baby. That's all I got to say.
All them black people in Fox Hill, and you want it to be the blue-eyed baby? See, that's why we could get in trouble now, caller. Let's go to the next call. We've got some more stories to talk about. Poster denial, poster war. What's happening out there? Good morning, caller. Hi, good morning, caller. You on the air? I guess you're not on the air anymore. So, it seems to have fallen away from the headlines. Is it not really a story? Is it just some foolishness? I thought it was interesting. Poster denial. The Free National Movement has denied any involvement in a billboard targeted for saying it was not printed, sanctioned, or approved by the party in a post on social media. The sign, which circulated online and was believed to be located in Western New Providence. Eyewitness News understands the billboard was later removed Saturday afternoon. During a PLP rally in Bimini, PLP Chairman Fred Mitchell condemned it as, quote, nasty, close quotes, and a disgrace, alleging it was the work of the opposition. I want to talk about this for a second. First of all, you know what's nasty? The disregard for road users. These posters and billboards have been erected in a manner that manifests, that shows us. Now, obviously, first of all, professionals were not involved. And second of all, y'all don't give two hoots about nobody but your paycheck. Y'all, another year of just throwing billboards up. I mean, listen, this follows the Royal Bahamas Police Force and the ministry responsible for transport telling us they're going to put up billboards. Billboards. In an attempt to create better drivers, right? That's what's nasty. The disregard, the continual disregard for the public, right? Johnson Road intersection used to be the most dangerous intersection in New Providence. I would hear car accidents, some of them fatalities, on a regular basis from where it's located. It took our MP organizing for the hill, the space to be changed. They cut back the ridge, opened up the space for greater visibility. It was a lack of visibility. If you're coming out, you're trying to turn eastbound or westbound, but visibility of westbound traffic. And so the people then come and just throw up the billboards. And then residents raised their concerns and the billboard was removed, one of them at least. And then all of a sudden somebody come and put the billboard back up with no regard to public safety, none whatsoever. But that ain't even the best of it, right? When Mr. Mitchell, the PLP chairman, uses this word nasty, why didn't he use that word nasty when attacks were being launched against Mr. Michael Pintard from the PLP and others about his perceived mental health status? That's what's nasty, sir. Or the title of your campaign song. That's what's nasty. I don't understand how y'all could speak out of the two sides of your mouth at one time. I don't understand how y'all don't realize many of us are old enough now to see through the tricks and the smoke and the mirrors and the illusions. What y'all said to Mr. Michael Pintard is unforgivable. And the only thing I want to know is this. Why do people who have the title honorable insist that you have to do dishonorable things to attain the title? Is that why our education system is in the pits? Because you don't need people to be smart enough to understand what's happening around them? Why do people who demand recognition of the title honorable also insist that you have to do dishonorable things to attain the title? What is nasty is how Mr. Keith Bell in October 2025 said, this election is going to be nasty because I going in the garbage can. That's what he said. He said he going to make it nasty. Did you go and ask Mr. Keith Bell how the poster got up there? I bet you didn't ask him. See, you call it nasty and he said he was going to make it nasty. Why you don't go talk to your own people? And ask them if they put the billboard up. You know, the same way that right during the PLP convention, that voice note came out saying Shane and Robin pulling train on the PLP. Yeah, why y'all don't address that? Why y'all don't address that? Poster war, 2nd of May, PLP Chairman Fred Mitchell says a, quote, nasty, close quotes, poster, which he believes was erected by the Free National Movement, is a disgrace and crime against Prime Minister Philip Davis. A crime? A what? You know it was a crime? What should be a crime? Let's do this. Do you think it's possible to determine how many individuals have been disenfranchised in their attempt so far to vote in this general election? since we want to talk about crime, let's talk about the state of affairs, the state of the day for senior and elderly and disabled voters on the advance poll day. The disregard for them should be criminal, hey? Considering, remember, we have reverence for old people. We would never make fun of them. We would never deride them or trivialize matters concerning them, right? Right? We'd never do that. Did anybody in their campaign manifesto speak to the impending dementia crisis that we're about to face, and some of us individually are facing it right now? Did the 3 score and 10 gang that will start wars to hold their grips on power talk about the services that they will ensure are in place for other members of the 3 score and 10 gang? No? I didn't think so. Since we're talking about dementia, here's another headline. Kick some backside. 1st of May, Nassau Guardian, former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis vowed that he will return to Parliament. Now listen, I think this is a Nassau Guardian story. It may be Eyewitness, but I think it's Nassau Guardian, the way I have it noted down. Former Prime Minister Hubert Minnis vowed that he will return to Parliament on May 20th as an independent candidate and, quote, kick some backside, close quotes. Now, at first, I was very upset when I heard him say that, because he's a big senior man. It doesn't matter that you may have actually slapped the backsides of half of us, right, as OBGYN, as a baby doctor, but it's still inappropriate, sir. You in your 70s, man. Why are you out here talking about kicking backsides? Why is Fred Mitchell out here talking about what is coming? I can't even say it on the radio. Y'all are old men. You know what? And my thing is old men who love war but will never join in. Y'all love to start wars that you cannot fight yourselves. Let's go to the phone line before we hit some more headlines. Good morning, caller. Good morning.
Hey, I can check the audio, please. The audio ain't working online.
Give me okay. So what you have to do is you got to search the pages for the speaker button. You look for it, look for it, look for it. Thank you. So we had a number of people saying that when they go to the online app, guardiantalkradio.com, or you can download the Guardian app to your phone. They're having difficulty accessing the audio. You got to search the page, the speaker. You got to enable the audio. That's basically it. Let's go to the phone line, producer, and then we're going to get to this story. Too passionate question, Mark. Good morning, caller.
What's happening, Aaron?
Everything's good, sir. How are you?
Just checking to see if you had your coffee.
No, I don't. I'm not allowed to drink coffee. I'm Hannah Hasty Tynes. I'm not allowed to drink coffee, nor am I allowed to drink rum.
Oh, your head hot enough now. So.
God save the country. Yes,
whatever,
sir.
Whatever. Anyway, I have an observation.
Yes, sir.
All this noise between the two major groups, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just persons who in charge of the plantation.
Mm.
Okay, they keep the plantation active.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing I'm starting to realize is that no matter what happens on May 12th, the persons who have been running the country for 350 years, they still could be running this country.
Okay.
Now, if we expect to get anywhere, here's the hard pill. The PLP and the FNM, they got to come together and, like, sit across and think in terms of what the nation needs and wants collectively.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't, this plantation thing just keeps on going on and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I, you know, it's like we are contented to sing, jump, dance, and die.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't, it's like we don't look beyond 5 years or 50 years, you know, and, you know, there are persons on this planet right now making plans for this country that we are unaware of. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have something that we don't have. They got the patience. They got the patience. They got the patience to see it through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to exercise patience right now and insight. And, you know, I'm very impressed with the cadre of young leaders I see on both sides. You know, and I think, you know, our hope is in them, you know, because, you know, because if they could get in the same room and they, you know, all the Fred Mitchells and the Brave Davises, you know, all the Perry Christies, you know, off someplace talking old stories and having coffee, it's good for them. But I think, you know, the responsibility right now is for this younger crowd, you know, this under 60 crowd, you know, they got a big job on their hands, man.
Mm-hmm.
But as always, I enjoy your wisdom. You know, I guess it's the times after all then.
There you go. I say, hey, Steve, with the times, no, I'm right there. I might as well be a times. I might as well.
Good food.
Listen,
good food.
Maya and Iris times, but they coming up. If I ain't a times, ain't none of us is times. Oh, yeah.
Well, I married one of y'all anyway, so, you know, I got my own.
What a blessed man. Look at what a lovely life you have. When you take Hannah Hasty Times' wife.
I will admit that I wouldn't be where I am if I didn't have my wife.
Look at that. That is love. Blessings. Thank you so much.
Okay, baby. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. So, I mean, I think that's very, very, very important words. My concern is, though, are the young leaders that we are seeing, are they able to withstand the political culture that seems to overwhelm everyone that enters the House of Assembly? Here's a text, Aaron, my concern to all three parties going into election. What is their proactive plan for this hurricane season? Should they become the government 1 month prior to the season? God forbid we be faced with the Dorian or Melissa. What have they prepared for the country and its citizens? There you go. Thank you very much, Texter. Do you have real plans? All right, it's another text. They took down the app with the PM in one day and apologized. Is the app with all our names, addresses, and private data still available to hackers all over the world, or has it been taken down? Okay, so the app. Producer, let's go to the phone line, and then we're going to talk about the app, and then we're going to read through the rest of the text. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
How are you?
I call you to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you. Listen, I'm so happy to be on the earth. Trust me.
Yes. Happy silver anniversary birthday.
Thanking you.
Yeah, man. I wish you lived to see many, 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 many more.
Mm-hmm.
Long live your father and your mother.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I hope that we all could live forever, but we will see each other one day. All right, we go into a break. When we get back from the break, we're going to talk about the app. Thank you, Texter, for reminding me, because it turns out, apparently, allegedly, that is not a government-endorsed, produced, or disseminated app. We're going to talk about it after the break. You're on the clock with Aaron Allhead Green. We'll be right back.
It's a paid political message.
For you, see everybody in Kalani. Change is here. Hey! is a fighter.
That was a paid political message.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The FNM can't agree on anything except attacking everything started by the PLP. Now Michael Pintard is calling for a reset, but it's stop, review, and cancel again. Imagine, new airports, cancelled. School breakfast, cancelled. Upskill, cancelled. The National Youth Guard, cancelled. Energy reforms, cancelled. Their crew would roll back progress. The FNM, not strong enough to lead us forward, but petty enough to drag us back. Paid for by the PLP.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
5 years of PLP rule. Are you better off today? While you work, they've spent millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, healthcare that is broken, unaffordable, and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For 5 years, illegal immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our social services. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. Under the FNM, there will be a change. The FNM has a plan to address the rising cost of living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health care. Because the FNM knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National Movement.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Who did I eat up all the food? Did I drink down all the rum? Sweet, we can scrape it dance all night long to the sounds of the ancient man. Night, you done blow your candle, you done look on all your gifts. We done sing a happy birthday.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock. Said I wanted to talk about that app. I think it's very important because last week at the end of the show, I think I indicated to the public that it was a government endorsed or, you know, government approved or government produced website. I said so because I got a message from somebody indicating that it was. Now, maybe I was left to speculate, but the information that was shared with me left me with the impression that it was produced by a government operative. But see, remember when I talked to you all about conflicts of interest and how important it is to manage them appropriately? Because like sometimes somebody could be sharing something and when they don't state clearly the capacity in which they're sharing it, then you could get confused. But I saw what I saw. I'm just saying sometimes my eyes just be wrong, but I know what I saw. Let's read from this headline in today's Tribune. Ends of cyber risks from unofficial voter website. A Bahamian tech professional is warned that a now-removed website that allowed users to search voter information posed serious cybersecurity risks. Officials on Friday sought to distance the government from the online voter lookup tool, saying it was not an official service and urging the public to exercise caution. Vance Poitier, a 31-year-old digital customer experience specialist at the Grand Bahama Power Company, said Weaknesses in the, quote, Bahamas Vote Finder, close quote, website could have allowed large amounts of data to be extracted without restriction. The site, which circulated widely on social media in recent days, appeared to allow users to search voter information, including polling station details. It was no longer accessible up to press time. People who used it said it provided highly accurate information. Of course, we had a caller who said it did not provide highly accurate information, and in fact said that the information that it did provide did not align with the information on their voter's card, the purple one, or the new biometric card. Okay, so I did not use the app, and so I don't know, like, if I put in somebody's name, if their voter's card number would pop up in their search file, right? But so here are a couple of things. The information on the app is publicly available information. The only question I have is this. The people who created the app, when did they get access to the information? Did they, if it is highly accurate, did they get access to the information before the constitutionally mandated release of the information? A. B. Did they get access to information before the candidates got access to information and before the general public got access to information? How were they able to compile the data so quickly? In fact, I thought the app was functioning, went live before the 27th of April, but of course, I could be incorrect, right? I could be incorrect. So the question is now, who created the app? Who created it? Why wouldn't the government tell us who created it? Have they done the investigation? In a statement on Saturday, Office of the Prime Minister Communications Director Latrey Ramming said the government had no connection to the platform. Mr. Ramming, do you have a connection to the platform? Quote, the public, does the PLP have a connection to the platform? Quote, the public is advised that the website currently circulating under the name Bahamas Vote Finder is not owned, produced, or operated by the government of the Bahamas. Quote, this platform appears to compile publicly available information from the physical voters register into a digital format. However, it is not an official government service and no assurances can be given regarding its accuracy, security, or data handling practices, close quotes. Like, wouldn't the government want to determine who created the website? You don't want to tell us who created the website? I mean, you're going to do an investigation to determine whether the website was created, right, for malfeasance or not? Is the problem, is the website in and of itself the problem? Is it the way that the website was introduced to the public? Y'all don't want to go and find out who the owners of the website are and then tell the public? Y'all don't want to do that? Why wouldn't you do that? Mr. Poitier said the platform's design meant users could repeatedly query the system and extract information using automated scripts. Quote, that's what you mean when you say you scrape the data from the website. You can build a script to pull that, and because there's no rate limiting. Okay, he warned that even limited data sets can become dangerous when combined with other information. But this is public record, right? Like the voter when it becomes public, like apparently it is only public, like it's only public record when they decide they're ready to release it. And before that moment, apparently it's not. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Ms. Green, how are you doing? Carolyn Johnston.
I'm good, thank you.
Yes. As someone who's been getting this data for 25 years, I just want you to know that the information has always been public, and any person would be wasting their time. Any competent programmer would not go through the process of scraping when you could go to the parliamentary office and pay less than $400 for the complete data set, or even the older ones. The data is always updated. The latest one is just a matter of getting what was released, what was closed on the 8th, you know, from that date. But even then, it's updated. So you could go there now And the new data set you get from them will actually include the additional people who was registered since the 8th. So this is where the problem is.
But hold on, pause. And nobody could register from since the 8th, though?
Yes, they could. You just will not be able to vote. Registration never stops.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you. You just will not be included on the register for
voting purposes.
The 2026 election.
Yes, yes.
Now, that's in theory. That's how it's written, right? That's the policy. That's the law. Does that work in practice, though?
It does, but what happens is, like, a lot of people will probably not go now. Like, maybe one or two stragglers will go in, but a mere fact of this whole thing going on. But the registration is continuous. But the problem is, I just want to let you know, the problem we have, right, this is why when the data protection law from 2004, you could go, my record is on the thing, when I said to them, this was, when they did the data protection in 2004, I said this was the equivalent of locking the gate but removing the fence. For data protection, and then here it is, we finally updated it this October or November gone, where we went in for more data protection, and there's no real data protection, there's no data sovereignty, and there's no data privacy.
Here's the question, should we expect data privacy around the register?
No, we should expect it in the entire country. This is where, what I'm saying to you is that we are in an age where data is the most valuable thing.
We don't have time to go that far.
I want to say one thing for you to understand is, though, when I get a control of your, when I get a copy of your biometric information because of lack of data protection, I will be able to access everything about you anywhere in the world because you cannot change your biometric.
I got you. I understand. So the important thing is for the bio. You focusing on the biometric data.
The important thing is for us to fix this broken system and pretending, because talking digital is not being digital, and we've been faking for 25 years, and we are no longer in the age of faking. We need to now wake up.
See, Alan, I'm going to be honest with you. We've been faking it for a very long time, and I think that's a part of our problem as a nation. We took that fake it until you make it thing a little bit too seriously. We forgot the making it part. You got to constantly be making it. We just been faking it. It's a good morning. Happy birthday, Aaron. Thank you from Kelly Lane, Johnson Road crew. Big up Johnson Road. Thank you very much. Say happy birthday to you and Sparky. I'm a first-time texter, long-time listener. You all enjoy your day. That's to you too, Sparky. Here we go, another text. Oh, Aaron Fred, quick to make comment on billboards. Where the rest of comments we crying for? Yeah, they love to talk at election time. The rest of the four and a half, 5 years, you begging them to say something. Hey, it's obvious, Aaron, that the airport on the island that brings in the most revenue and larger tourism should be done first, one would think. Aaron, we need you interviewing and putting questions to these politicians. Now, that would be fun. It would, wouldn't it? I am constantly inviting them and opening the door to on the clock for them to share their views, their policy positions with the public. I don't know. The door remains open eternally, or as long as I'm on the air. Aaron, are you ready to spoil your ballot? No, see, you said spoil your vote. I ain't going to spoil my vote. I'm going to spoil my ballot, which is different. My vote good in exactly 7 days, or have you decided today on your birthday to choose a political party to support in 7 days? I done told y'all, whether you're wrong or white, I can't vote for you unless you catch a raccoon in a tree man cage fight. Okay? I done put my terms out there clearly. You have to impress me to get me to vote for you. And you could get my support, you know, whether you inside the house. You could get my support, unless, of course, you're running red lights and turning left on red and right on red and not obeying the rules of the road, in which case you cannot get my support. But to get my vote, you can catch a raccoon. Here's a text. Also, please note, somebody's saying I listen from my MacBook. I'm not sure if the stereo has been positioned to the left or right, but maybe the producer has to center the stereo so it does not sound awkward. Okay, I will share this message with the producer. Here we go. Good morning, Mr. Fred Mitchell, talking about Nasty Campaign. Over the weekend, I saw a video on Facebook with one of Mr. Mitchell's supporters speaking some beyond nasty things about Dr. Fox. I haven't seen him denouncing the lady's statement, so what make him different? Right. Candidates have to take responsibility for the actions of the people campaigning on their behalf. Political parties need to take responsibility for people campaigning on their behalf or against their opponents. PLP, I would call the COI name. I don't think the COI have enough money to run ads. I can be honest with y'all. I don't think they got the money to run the ads. PLP, do y'all see what people be around this place doing in your name? Tech says, good morning, Aaron. This PLP has to go. I wonder when they said this, did they really mean the, or do they mean this particular administration? Happy birthday. I'm glad you're on the clock, on the earth, on the airwaves. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Texter caller. I am sorry. I promise the Texters I get them out. No organization has the right to give your data to anyone else without your permission. Listen, has our local jurisprudence, has our law advanced to that point? It has to be in law. It has to be in law. No, your date of birth and address, I mean, they don't belong to you in that sense. The question is, do we have this codified in law? That's the most important thing. We have to get it codified in law. Somehow, these political parties, when they become governments, they forget all kinds of things like moral imperatives and integrity. Here's a text. Happy birthday, my Shiro. May you enjoy this and many more. I am thanking you so much. Thank you so much. This text says, don't watch nothing. Fred will catch a raccoon for a vote. That's the only way Fred get away with it. I mean, Fred had to have caught at least 6 raccoon in his life. That harder than catching crab, I promise you. COI don't have money for Lincoln to get a haircut, much less an ad. Like, I could be honest with you, I don't think COI have the money to be running these ads like that. Right? And I wonder how party supporters feel when they see the amounts of money that their party is prepared to spend to win an election. The amount of promises, the amount of resources they're prepared to hog up to win an election. How do party supporters feel when their personal, family, community needs, they can't get support from their party, but they risk it all. They risk it all to make sure their party have a good chance of winning the election. How do y'all feel after that experience? I want to ask the same question. Like, how do we feel? This headline, Bahamas taps MAGA influencer and Roger Stone to represent government ahead of elections. They say we're looking at approximately $250,000. Is that per month across 3 entities? Whew, it's a lot of money to influence the U.S. government. I ain't gonna fight it. Nah, tomorrow when I start the show, don't get upset when I introduce myself as Aaron Green. I'm gonna get in it. I'm gonna get y'all to pay me to lobby this government. They love it. I love it. We all love it. But more importantly, let's practice empathy. As we walk to this election, let's continue to practice empathy. The one thing we cannot give up on is empathy. This time requires us all to practice empathy. if you win any money on my birthday today, remember that you got to tithe. You got to give 10% to a entity, a charity, an organization in this country that's doing good work. I beg. If you win something today, let us all win something today. If it's your birthday today, when you see me, have my cake. But stay tuned, because Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next. And we're going to get back into these headlines tomorrow. May the 4th be with you.
Each day I took a bike home from school. Climbed the highest tree just to pick mango for you. Gave you a defend, you said you was cool. Even took the blame for you one time I got school.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.